Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Patriots.com Bank Shots with our NFL insider, Don Banks. And, Don, here are the Patriots ready for the Super Bowl with two coordinators, Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels, who are candidates for two head coaching vacancies with the Detroit Lions and Indianapolis Colts. Why the charade? We know those two guys seemingly are headed to those two spots, and yet the league forces teams to wait until they make those hires, until their playoff teams are eliminated.
Bob, I think this is a pattern that we're probably going to see go bye-bye in the next 2 years, I'll say, because the league is realizing more and more that it is a joke. The best fix I heard was at least let teams hire coaches officially, sign contract, after the conference championship game. And then if they're still in the Super Bowl and you have to wait 2 weeks to unveil them officially at an introductory press conference, fine. But this goes back to Dan Quinn going to Atlanta for weeks and we knew it, Kyle Shanahan going to San Francisco. And then this year, even with Pat Shurmur and the Giants, a deal was cooked long before. It's time to change that rule. I think the league is thinking about it.
And with New England and Philadelphia matched up in the Super Bowl, another pairing of number one seeds from the respective conferences, fourth time in 5 years, after a recent history theretofore of some non-number one seeds getting to the ultimate game.
Yeah, from 94 to 12, 19 seasons, we had one number one versus number one Super Bowl, now 4 out of 5 years. There's no good theory other than it's cyclical, but I'll say this. In the AFC, we've had two great teams in that span. The Patriots winning 3, the Broncos 2. The NFC, that's 4 out of 5 with Seattle being the only repeat winner. The only thing I can think of is that teams are putting together runs now and staying at or near the top a little bit, especially in the AFC.
Jags head coach Doug Marrone got a recommendation from Bill Belichick. He may find himself in a division coaching against all Belichick proteges, Bill O'Brien in Houston, Josh McDaniels in Indy, and Mike Vrabel, now the new head coach in Tennessee. Are those guys going to fare better than some past Belichick proteges did?
Here's the smartest thing I've heard on that, Bob. They said those four on the first incarnation of the Belichick coaching tree tended to try to be like Bill. They tried to act like Bill, make decisions like Bill, when that isn't their personality. There's only one Bill. The belief is that this group is at least aware of that and won't try to just copycat Bill, but will be themselves, and I think especially Josh McDaniels in the second time around.
Don, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl after a 7-9 finish last year. That's three seasons in a row where the NFC champion was sub-500 or at 500 the year before. Who among those teams that were disappointments this season do you expect to be contending for the Super Bowl next year?
There's only seven teams that fit that description this year, Bob, with 500 or below records. I like either the Niners, who went 6-10, or the Packers, of course, who dropped off to 7-9 without Aaron Rodgers. To continue that trend. It's really interesting. Carolina in 15, Atlanta in 16, and Philadelphia, who went 7-9 last place last year, this season, all went on to win the NFC. A lot of people are going to get behind either Aaron Rodgers, number 12, or Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco.
Rodgers himself, or the guy many are comparing now to another Aaron Rodgers. Don, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob.
That's Don Banks with his Bank Shots, our NFL insider on Patriots.com.